I went to a party this week and had a wonderful time. Let's find out why the party happened and what it's all about.
Good afternoon, Andy. Well, I'm Councillor Les Fry, the current Mayor of Dorchester, and this afternoon tea party is just to have a nice afternoon with everybody, a cup of tea, a piece of cake, and listen to some lovely music. And who doesn't like a relaxing afternoon like that? The actual aim is to raise money for my mayoral charities. I've got some wonderful charities, all close to my heart, which is prostate cancer. Sadly, I have stage 4 prostate cancer. Also, People First Dorset, and the Dorset Youth and Community Centre. So they're brilliant charities, and this is my attempt to try and raise some money for those charities, to be proactive at doing so. And I'm grateful for everybody who's coming along here. David Upshaw Insurance Services have made a donation to support this event, so I'm very grateful to David. And all those who have given us raffle prizes towards the raffle has been absolutely fantastic, and I'm thanking them all. I'd also like to make a mention to Teasel and Skylark, the bookshop in Trinity Street, and the Brace of Butchers on Poundbury, who both acted as ticket outlets, and we're very grateful for their support and help in selling the tickets for us.
While we waited for our tea and cake to arrive, it was time to chat. Here's Debbie Wiltshire.
Well, here I am at the Mayor's Tea Party, and the lovely lady beside me has just told me she's been for a little run. Tell me all about it.
Well, I had a little run yesterday morning at the 5K Park Run, but this morning we had over 64 young people between the age of 4 and 14 run 2 kilometres at Junior Park Run at the Great Field at Poundbury. And that is, for us, the highlight of our Sunday mornings.
Fantastic. Now, what do you get out of it?
It's a lovely feeling of achievement to see the young people actually run 2K. Some of them at 4 years old are really tiny and need a lot of support and encouragement to run around. But there's a wonderful community amongst the volunteers at both of the park runs. And therefore, I quite often say, if people ask me about parkrun, I say parkrun isn't about running, it's about community. And that's a really big part of it. Junior parkrun is every Sunday morning on the Great Field. People tend to gather at about 10 to 9, and the young people have a warm-up at 5 to 9, and then they start their run, walk or jog or anything they want to do at 9 o'clock.
The Junior Park Run, one of the many events that takes place on the Great Field at Poundbury. Well, the Mayor's Tea Party was certainly the place to pick up what's going on in Dorchester, and I spoke to the event's sponsor, David Upshaw, and he's got a bingo event coming up.
Yes, we have. I'm organising and sponsoring a nice prize bingo for the Lions Club of Dorchester. It's an easy date to remember. It's the last Wednesday in September. So don't forget, 7 o'clock arrival, eyes down, 7:30. Wonderful prizes.
Where is it?
It's at the Trinity Club in Dorchester. Free entry, and obviously you purchase the number of bingo books you want, and there will be a flyer at the end with £100 top prize.
That's right, with the Decadettes in the background, I'm going to buy some raffle tickets.
Right.
So how's it going?
So it's going excellently, absolutely. They are £1 a ticket or £5 a strip, and we're doing really well.
Marvellous, I'll have 2 strips, please.
Thank you, darling. Any particular colour?
No, I don't mind. So, yeah, I don't mind what colour they are. If we get a prize, that's a bonus. There we go.
Thank you so much indeed.
I printed it this morning.
Oh, well, you know what it is.
Absolutely.
Wish you luck.
And you.
Well, that's the raffle ticket sorted out, and I can tell you now, because it's after the event, I actually won something. So that was a bonus, and the other bonus was listening to the Decadettes. They were the star of the show. Everyone loved what they did, and I'm going to play you the first song that they sang.
Bye.
their cadets, keeping everyone entertained there. And there'll be more from them later on, and a little surprise from them too. Now, there's a big debate going on.
The great debate of whether the cream goes on first or the jam goes on first. What's your opinion?
Cream first, I want to say.
A bit like you put cream on first, like you put butter on first and then jam. That seems right.
So that's two for...
Cream first.
Cream first, right.
Yes.
Jam first.
Ah, we've got a jam first, so that's two. We'll go around the table, shall we? Right, so your Cornish, which is?
Jam first.
I'm really pleased how this event is going. The Mayor's Tea Party held this afternoon, the 16th of August, has gone brilliantly.
We've got about
it's got 65 people here listening to some super singing and eating some lovely food. What more could one want?
Well, we had sandwiches as well.
And the cakes were delicious as well, weren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, after sandwiches, scones, cake and whatever else we get, yes, you've got to lose some weight after that, haven't you? Here's Katie, who is a fine swimmer.
Katie, you're doing a phenomenal swim at the moment. Would you like to tell us all about what you're doing and all about it, please?
Yes, I'm doing 2,960 lengths, which is 46 miles or 75k. And I started on the 15th of June. And I've been swimming four or five times a week, about 50 lengths each time. And so far I've raised £585 for prostate cancer.
And that's absolutely brilliant. But this is your second time, isn't it? What did you raise the first time?
First time I raised £3,105.
And it's all for a really good cause. What's it in aid of?
So it's all the money is going to Prostate Cancer UK.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you for what you're doing. Really appreciate it. It's a brilliant effort. Well done, you.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. David, a quick word. Do you think your sponsorship's been worth it?
I do. Oh, no, good start. Yes, the sponsorship is really worth it. It's been a really good afternoon. It's been so friendly. Yes, I'm so pleased for Les to have such a lovely event, and the tea party's gone really well, and the entertainment is absolutely brilliant.
Well, I'm delighted to have a group of young ladies here who and an extra one, which we'll come into in a minute. Tell me, when did the Decadet start? So who wants to say something first?
So we started in 2012.
Yeah.
A long time ago, yeah, that's 14 years ago, and we got together because the mayor at the time of Weymouth, Ray Banham, was having his mayor making, and he wanted a group of singers to sing at his mayor making event. And one of our previous members, because we did actually have a Jo wasn't original, she's been here a long time but she wasn't original, Lynn knew Anna Maria, and she knew Steph, and Anna Maria knew me, and that's how it started. And we were only supposed to do one event, and here we are 14 years later, still going.
Yeah.
And why the Decadet?
Well, that was... I mean, in retrospect, I wish we'd picked something that was easier to spell. we sing through the decades. And also, at the time, we were in separate... So one of us was in our 20s, another was in our 30s, in our 40s, and in our 50s. And it just seemed to fit, the decades. We wanted to fit decade into that name and give it a vintage flair as well. So the Decadets came about. We've had many variations on it over the past 14 years. The Decadents, the Decadents. It's good. Yeah, we've heard them all.
I've probably heard them all. Right, now favourite song.
Oh gosh, favourite song. Oh,
do we sing?
Do you know? Well, I like the 1960s music. I really like sort of, you know, Dadoo Ron Ron and things like that. But of the 40s, I really like, I love the Trolley Song and Apple Tree. It's probably my favourites, I think.
Mine, Accentuate the Positive, because I love the lyrics and I love the harmonies.
I would have also said that, but I'm going to go with Straighten Up and Fly Right. I love it. Yeah, I love the look in Alex's eyes when she has to remember her solo line.
The monkeys and the buzzards. Yeah. And whether I'm going to have the buzzard falling off the monkey or the monkey falling off the buzzard. Yeah, it's a high-risk song, high stakes.
Yeah, but that's my favourite. There we go.
Okay, well, how many times have you sung these songs?
Do you know, I couldn't even count.
No.
Sometimes my mind wanders and I think, concentrate, you've not sung them that many times.
Yeah. I think the more we sing them, the higher the risk of forgetting the words is, ironically.
Yeah,
I reckon you get past about 50 times, and after that your brain thinks it knows it, and sometimes it zones out and it realises it doesn't actually know the words. I have been there on a number of occasions.
I know that feeling.
Yes, live on the radio, that was a thing.
But over the years we have added, we do try our best to learn new songs so that we don't get too, bored with the ones that we sing. So we try and learn new ones, from all the decades. So it keeps
it
a bit fresh.
We've got well over 100 in performance ready at the moment.
Right,
probably.
So your repertoire is 100 plus songs, yeah?
Probably about 150 by the time you include the ones that we don't do as often.
Yeah. And how do you arrange the sound you make? I mean, how do you go about it?
Alex, our harmony maestro.
I tend to work out the harmonies. It's just something I enjoy. I just like music. I like arranging things. We're a little bit restricted because we use backing tracks, so we can't reinvent the songs as much as I'd quite like to sometimes. But yeah, we work with the tracks we have and put it into three-part harmony, sometimes four.
Do you know, we're actually winding down a little bit now, aren't we?
Yeah, something's happening.
Yeah,
we've had to keep things a little bit quiet in September because there's a bit of an event looming.
Well, that's right. Just explain the event.
So I'm having a baby in September, which is quite the event. Possibly my biggest event to date. We've got a quiet September and October, actually. So we're going to lean into the rehearsal time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope, anyway.
With a baby.
Yeah. With a fifth member.
Yeah.
Now, I understand it's a boy.
It is a boy, yes. Mm. I don't think he's going to be interested in joining the Decadets, but...
I'm nominating him as roadie within 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there you are, the history of the Decadets, who provided the entertainment at the Mayor's Tea Party. A wonderful event, raised loads of money. Thanks to everybody who came along, and thank you for the tea and the scones.
Surprise!